This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, where we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious, Joe.
That's the only mayonnaise, man. Of everything, and I'm not just saying it because Baldy's on and they're sponsoring everything, that's the one to go to because it's so much more than just a burger or a turkey sandwich. You can dip french fries in that bad boy. I mean, it gets everything. Brian Baldinger joins us right now. Baldy, good morning. How you doing there, brother?
Hey, Joe. Good morning to you, man. I'm doing well, buddy. Good to be with you here today.
Well, listen, not everything's great around here, as you can imagine.
No.
After the way they played the last 2 weeks, you did warn me about Buffalo, by the way. You have been talking about how good. By the way, that offensive line, let's talk about Buffalo for just a second. Top five offensive line, even better. How do you rank them?
I think they're higher than five, Joe. Aaron Cromer's the coach there. I've known Aaron a long time. He's a great coach. But, you know, you look at Connor McGovern going in at center. I like big centers. I like guys that are 330 pounds. You know, they're a big offensive line. They got a nasty guy in Deion Dawkins at left tackle, nasty guy at Spencer Brown. I mean, they're playing really well. They, whatever you want to do, you want to pound the football, they're good at it. You want to protect that MVP candidate in Josh Allen, they're good at that. They're playing, and they played every snap together, Joe. They don't have guys going in and out of the lineup. They might be the best right now through 3 weeks.
You know, it's incredible, too, because the question really wasn't the O-line. The question was, well, they got Josh Allen, but who's he going to throw to? How about a little bit of everybody, and we'll average 37 points a game through the first three games? Maybe the best story or one of the two best stories in football?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you lose your top two receivers, obviously, in Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis, and, you know, you're wondering what's going to happen. Well, they haven't missed anybody. I mean, Dalton Kincaid has stepped up. Khalil Shakir has been fine. Keon Coleman caught his first touchdown pass. I mean, it's like the old thing, you know. Like, the quarterback's going to throw it to the open receiver. And if they're not open, he's going to use his magic and his, you know, his 6'5", 240-pound frame to go extend the play and go find somebody getting open. Or he'll just keep it himself. So it has not been an issue so far. Maybe against Baltimore on Sunday night, Joe. Maybe it'll show up a little bit. But to this point, it hadn't been an issue at all.
Yeah. All right, so I got to bring it back here. And the Dolphins situation at quarterback, Skylar Thompson, gets a start. I thought with the experience he's had, he's been in this offense, this is the third year, and I was totally disappointed by his play. Just didn't look comfortable before getting injured finally. What do the Dolphins do now, and can they win around this quarterback thing that they have, considering they have Tennessee and New England the next two games?
Well, they could win this game, Joe. I mean, defensively, they gave up the big play to DK, but otherwise, they weren't bad at all. But offensively, like, why is Tyreek Hill not involved in the offense? Why is Julian Hill getting the targets? Or, you know, a bunch of no-name tight ends. Like, they waited 17 plays, Joe, to get at least an attempt to pass to Tyreek Hill. He didn't catch one until the final minute of the first half.
Crazy.
Like, that's your best player. So, I mean, I know they want to try to run the ball, and, you know, the offensive line is jumbled, and Teron goes in and out, but, you know, regardless, You got to get the ball in the hands of your best player. And, you know, when you don't, I don't care what the name of the back of the receiver's jersey are. They all feel like they're not a part of the offense that day, and I don't think he felt a part of it.
Yeah, no, listen, that was frustrating to see the two wide receivers not involved in the offense. By the way, I got to ask it because we've been all over the board. Some people come on and go, the offensive line's good, it's okay, it's great, it's not so good, it's terrible, we need to draft those guys. And Baldy, by the way, you got to stir it up pretty good because a lot of people, including me, after you, wanted that center that Tampa Bay has right now that's playing so well. What's your thought overall on this offensive line? And I know Teron has been in and out of the lineup in both games.
Yeah, they're okay. I mean, you lose, you know, Robert Hunt was your probably best run blocker. You know, he couldn't afford him. You know, Connor Williams playing on the other side. He had his hand in a couple of really big plays for Seattle. I mean, he had a couple penalties, but, I mean, he's better than what they have right now. They don't move the line of scrimmage a lot, Joe, but Mike McDaniel's offense is predicated upon a lot of deception and motions and things like that. They weren't very good outside of a couple runs by Achane and one by Jalen, but they certainly could be more physical up front. There's no question about
it. Yeah. Defensively, they weren't bad. I mean, they gave up a lot of points in that first quarter and then really calmed down. Is that defense good enough right now, or does it still, considering you got a backup or even maybe a third-string quarterback going to start in either Tyler Huntley or Tim Boyle this week, they got to be even better?
Well, I mean, they got the two turnovers. You know, Sealer got his interception, and Kohu got an interception, gave him great field position.
Great field position.
The offense couldn't score from, you know, the goal line, Joe. You know, I mean, it could have been – even when Sealer intercepted that pass, the thing that surprised me about that, Calais got his big paw up there. Sealer gets the interception. You know, it's a 17-3 game. There wasn't any excitement on your Dolphins sideline when that happened. And I was just wondering, like, do they feel defeated right now because of the quarterback situation? I mean, normally, 17-3 game, you get the ball at midfield. You know, it's still the third quarter. Normally, you're like, okay, let's go get one. Let's go get one and get in the game. Make it a one-score game. And I didn't see any excitement whatsoever on that sideline.
You know, the opportunities were there, and you're right. There, it just seems like there was something missing, and by then, I wonder, you hit on one thing, a couple receivers not getting the football, a little frustration kicks in over on the sideline. I thought about all that same stuff, too. And by the way, those two guys that you mentioned, Sealer and Calais Campbell, you what, they're not the problems. If we're going to look at it and we're going to finger point, leave those two alone, huh?
No, I mean, Zach's a great player. I mean, no Christian Wilkins, Calais. I don't know how old Calais is now, 38. I mean, but the guy is still a good football player. I mean, he still makes things happen. Though, you know, he's forcing holding calls in there. They didn't play well up front of that offense line. They gave up a lot of sacks and pressures. Geno hung in there, made a couple of plays. But that defensive tackle position, it's a strength to this defense right now.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
All right. And hey, can I hear about mayonnaise here, Woody, real quick?
All right. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season.
Man, that mayonnaise is everywhere. It's like Baldy. That mayonnaise is everywhere, man, in my diet every day. Hey, Baldy.
Hey, Joe, you know, the thing is, you mentioned a turkey sandwich. Like, a turkey sandwich is a choke sandwich. Unless you put a little Hellman's on them.
Yeah.
You know, it's the only way
question.
You can get that turkey down.
No question. And by the way, even the turkey that's sliced for you, if it's there too long, You still need to have that with a little salt and that mayonnaise, and then you got to start adding some extra things on there too. Yeah, no, you know. Hey, one thing, Baldy, you know how to load that bad boy up. I'm not worried about that at all. So this Sam Darnold story with the Vikings, what a great story, man. I mean, he was kind of a throw-in. Everybody thought the rookie gets hurt, and it's Sam Darnold. How do you explain after all these stops, and it looks like he has found a home? My God, he top three quarterback the way he's played so far.
You know, you're spot on. And, you know, I've known Sam a little bit. I've done some football camps with him. He's a great kid. I mean, it's an example, Joe, of being in bad organizations with all kinds of turnover, like the Jets and Carolina were. He gets to a stable place like San Francisco. He sees what good coaching does, what good players around the quarterbacks do. Now he goes to Minnesota with an elite play caller, an elite play designer, and he's got a very good offensive line. He's got elite receivers, and he's doing what I think everybody thought he always could do. But, you know, after you've been injured and, you know, you've been shuffled around and all that, he's got stability right now. And the design of the offense is just brilliant. The things that Kevin O'Connell is doing, like I put something out there last night. I mean, everybody should take a look at what they're doing. It's just very smart, creative offense right now, Joe. And that Aaron Jones still is a great football player. And defensively, I mean, probably don't want to hear this in Miami, but Brian Flores.
Unbelievable.
He's right where he's a great, great defense coordinator. Head coach, I don't know. But defense coordinator, Joe, I don't know that I would take anybody over him right now.
You know, we talked about that. That's popped up a little bit in the love and hate of Brian Flores. I happen to be a big fan. Most of the guys, my guys that are with the around the team that travel with him, we're all big fans. He was great to us, but he is an unbelievable defensive coordinator. When a quarterback finishes a game and goes over and tells Brian Flores, I've never had anybody do that to me, what you just did. I have no idea what just happened. It was unbelievable. I mean, that's the ultimate compliment.
It is, and that's the worst game C.J. Stroud's ever played. They put up 7 points, Joe. Like, they could not penetrate. They took away every deep shot. Nothing like that existed. They pressured him. They took away his first read. Like, C.J.'s never looked that confused in any game he's ever played. Like he did last week.
Yeah, amazing. Hey, so an interesting one in Pittsburgh, speaking of 3-0 teams here that we're talking about. So Justin Fields has played okay. He hasn't done anything to hurt him. They're a great defensive team, obviously, but they're winning. They're 3-0. They got to stick with Justin Fields, right? Russell Wilson going to stay on the bench while this is going on?
I wouldn't make the change. The offense line, like, just lost their starting, you know, their first-round pick in Fontenot. It's not really come to get of the offensive line yet. Their best running back, Jalen Warren, who's been in and out, he's out now. Justin Fields has done a great job of just managing things. He's not trying to do too much. He's an elite athlete. Like, I wouldn't change that for anything. I mean, Mike Tomlin can, you know, poo-poo the situation waiting for Russell Wilson. I wouldn't make the change. That team is playing. First of all, they give up 9 points a game, Joe. You're going to win a lot of games, you know, giving up 9 points a game. They're nasty on that side of the ball. So, I believe in what Justin's doing. I always was a fan, but, you know, he'll gradually get a little bit better. They don't have a lot of weapons out there, but, you know, he's a weapon himself with his ability to run, extend plays, and make some plays on the run.
Hey, real quickly, Will Levis. Boy, he has been a turnover machine. I know some of the fan base up there in that era is saying, hey, man, we got to sit this guy, but they're really counting on him to be the franchise quarterback. How do they stand on Will Levis with all these turnovers?
Well, the worst part is Malik Willis goes to Green Bay, and he's playing like it's like Aaron Rodgers up there, the way he's playing. Like, he's playing phenomenal, and he doesn't turn the ball over. I mean, the Tennessee should have easily beaten Chicago and the New York Jets the first 2 weeks of the season, but the turnovers were just so bad by Will Levis. So you can't live with those. You know, Callahan's a first-year coach. I mean, those are the things that get – coach is one and done, Joe, when your quarterback is giving the ball away like that.
Yeah, man, just amazing stuff. And by the way, the Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, boy, the defense getting better. What's your take on just how good the Jets can be?
They can be good, Joe. I mean, they played Denver this week, and Denver played great in Tampa last week, and I'm going to be up there on the call. But I think this running game, specifically Breece Hall, is going to take off this week. He is a great player. They just really haven't gotten them unleashed yet, but he's a home run hitter. And if they get that running game going, Aaron Rodgers, his movement is way better than I think anybody thought. You know what it's like. You were around Dan when he came back from his Achilles. It slows you down, but he looks good right now. He's moving really well.
Baldy, always good stuff, man. Really appreciate it. It's great talking to you every week. Thank you so much, man.
My pleasure, Joe. You bet, man. Enjoy that turkey sandwich today, Joe.
Now, you know what? I think I got some extra leftover steak from last night. I'm already thinking about that steak and cheese sandwich today with mayonnaise all over that bad boy. So we got it.
You thanks, Baldy. Thanks, up with some helmets, Joe. All right, buddy.
Ryan Bollinger, Odyssey NFL Insider.
He's also the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious.